Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prepared us tremendously for that. We've been on the road pretty much the last month and a half, 2 months, quite a bit. We fared pretty well on the road all year, you know, so know we're capable of going to win some road games. And when this team's back is against the wall, I like how the group shows up. So not ideal, but it is what it is, and that's what we're faced with, and we want to keep playing for much longer into this season, so just got to go get it done.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Maybe the Golden State Warriors are just like all of our relationships. Maybe that's it.
You think?
Yeah.
One and done?
You're like, we got it. We got it. We figured it out. And now it's going to be great every day going forward. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, I thought I had it. I thought I had it. But I don't have it. And I don't know what the hell's going on until the next day after that where you're like, now I got it.
We're good,
it.
Yeah.
Now I got
We're
it.
Good. Yeah. We got Sacramento. We can do this.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Well, they probably don't got it, but that doesn't mean they're not going to win tomorrow night.
Right.
That doesn't mean they're not going to win on Friday, too.
Yeah. It's like parenting a toddler.
Parenting's good, too.
A toddler, yeah.
Or any age.
Yes,
you've been through every age.
I have. My kids are 22, 20, yeah. and 19 months.
And you don't got it.
No. I mean, I had it yesterday.
Right.
And then today, it's like, oh my God, I don't got it.
And some of us just say that. We got it. But like...
You don't got it.
No.
No, you don't got it. Today, we did a 40-minute Q&A with my daughter, who's almost 20 months old.
A Q&A? Were there microphones?
Like, I was asking. The cue was, honey, do you want to put your pants on? And the answer was, no. And she proceeded
to run
away.
And then what about the conversation
away.
With your kid?
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't supper?
That was not me in the mirror.
Put your pants on.
Exactly.
No!
I was asking my 19-month-old, honey, do you want to put your pants on? No. And then I proceeded to grab her and try to put her pants on, and she threw herself back, and it's like, no, all done. I said, you know what? We're going pantsless. You want to go pantsless?
Why not?
It's 44 degrees out. That's why. It's freezing. Outside.
Kids went to a preschool like that where they're just like, oh, if they don't want pants.
Oh, my God.
We don't do pants. Parents are showing up. The kids are running around naked, flying out into the street.
Dude.
You're just like, what the hell's going on in here?
We're not doing Montessori.
Oh, yes, it's great. They're just being themselves. It's great. They're free. They're smiling and happy
themselves.
And free. No, they're naked, and that's not allowed.
Right.
So it's okay. You don't got it.
No.
Hey, Warriors.
You got it?
You don't got it.
I mean.
You don't got it. But you might tomorrow, and then we'll see after that.
Right.
One day at a time, brother.
I mean, just can we get tomorrow? And I heard Steiny and Guru talking about this, and I was listening to them earlier, and I was like, you know what? I'm kind of in Steiny's camp, and I hate to say that out loud, and I just did.
You think the Mavericks are going to win this?
Mavericks and five.
What are you talking about?
I think that if they lose Tuesday and or Friday, I'm not going to be okay with it. You have to win Tuesday and Friday for me to not be...
What does that mean, okay with it?
Okay with the fact that this season was a and I don't want to say disaster, because Monty Poole had a great word for it earlier, and I can't remember what it was, but it was basically like a disaster. And if they don't win Tuesday and Friday, it's going to feel to me like a total failure, like a disaster.
Hmm.
He didn't use calamity. What was it, Grandy? You were listening.
I'm trying to process this.
You might have the sound. I could play it. You want to listen?
I would love to.
Let's hear
it. I love Monty Poole.
Okay.
You got it, Will, or do you want me to play?
Oh, this
one. All right. You're like, I have it here.
I got it.
This is great.
That was a stare down. We're like looking at each other like, this is going to be great. I can't wait for you to play it. Here it is. Monty Poole.
To me, if they lose, this season has been a disaster. Everything from the Chris Paul acquisition was all about the postseason. They didn't bring in Chris Paul because they wanted to win 55 games. They brought in Chris Paul so that when we get to the postseason, we have a guy on our bench who can lead our bench crew that's reliable, low turnover guy, high assist guy, an orchestrator, an organizer. And so if they're one and done, that's a colossal failure. To me, they got to get through at least two games. And I know the second game is going to be a lot tougher. But if they don't, to me, it says, okay, guys, it's time to start turning the page.
Okay, hold on, though.
Thank you.
Colossal failure. But did he say you just have to get to the second game or through the second game? To the game or through the game?
Through the game.
Probably going to be a colossal failure.
Well, then that's what it is.
I don't care how big of a fan you are. You have to admit right now that the playoffs are a probably not. You have to admit that. Don't be myopic. Like, this has nothing to do with your belief. Nothing to do with that at all. Please do not translate this. Oh, it's anti and you Steph Curry hater. No. This is by mathematical and NBA odds metrics, analytics, if you will, the playoffs are a probably not. You are asking for the Warriors to win two road games in a row against highly motivated, good playoff level, 40 plus, 46, 49, 48 win basketball teams. That's a probably not in any way, shape, or form. That is a probably not.
Yeah.
And so if I read what Monty Poole is saying correctly, this is probably a colossal failure.
Yes. And I think that you look at this season in totality and you could make that assessment and you wouldn't be wrong because of all the things that have happened. And yes, 46 wins and, you know, you went under the Vegas total, which was 48.5, but 46 and 36 is not totally shameful. But when you look at this year in totality and you look at everything that happened, Draymond missing 20 and Wiggins missing, you know, five or six, and then CP broke his hand and he was out, and Steph Curry looking a little bit more mortal than maybe we were ready to admit. I think that having Pods and TJD get a playoff series has such value that if you don't even get to that opportunity, it becomes a colossal failure.
Yeah. Yeah. This is set up for though. This is set up for them to come out of it.
It's set up.
Like, I mean, I'm sure those two statements I just made sound absurd right next to one another. I do. It's probably not. However, if the opponents and things go the way I think they may go, you're asking for the Warriors to beat the Kings and the Pelicans.
Right.
In back-to-back games, neither one of these are...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our playoff championship DNA type teams. The Kings are wounded, and the Pelicans are just like the Warriors. They're not great in their home building. Their home record is 21-19 this year, which, by the way, begs its own question. Why do the Pelicans only play 40 home games instead of 41? The hell happened there?
Only 40?
That's what it says.
That's weird.
It says they're 21-19 at home and 28-14 on the road. 40-42. They played an extra road game or something.
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
That is weird.
That's not possible.
It's got to be in-season tournament related.
Oh, maybe you're right. That's probably a good point. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
In-season tournament.
I mean, I love it. And the Lakers hung a banner.
Absurd.
Of course
absolutely
they did.
Absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, they've essentially got.
And the Lakers did the same, by the way. 42 home, 40 road.
Yeah. Well, that's cheating.
Yeah.
And they beat the Warriors by a half game. And they played an extra home game.
There you go.
That's a protest.
Exactly.
Close the bridge. I'm sorry. That's probably not.
Too soon.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, you shouldn't have. Although, I mean, and don't get me started with that.
You better be careful.
I won't.
Yeah, thank you.
I won't. I didn't even know what was going on.
Apparently, the people who were protesting had chained themselves together.
Okay.
And they put PVC pipe around the chain.
Oh.
Which is why it took so long for them to clear the protest.
Well, what was it about? I don't even know what, like,
Palestine.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I figured.
Pro-Palestine.
That's what I figured. Yeah. Ben in Oakland. Hey, Ben, you're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up, Ben? What are you doing?
I'm fixing my batting cages.
Oh, I didn't know they were broken.
Look at you.
Yeah, Dibs has been up here before. I'm from Oakland. But, hey, before I forget, I've been meaning to say this. Yeah, do you know that Gary Payton and Patrick Mahomes sound exactly the same? I don't know if anyone's ever picked up on that.
Gary Payton? Do you mean Gary or Gary Payton or GP2?
GP2.
Because I've always thought Mahomes sounds a little bit like Kermit the Frog.
And Gary Payton II.
I don't know if GP2 sounds like him. But anyway, go ahead, Ben.
Go ahead. But what I was going to say is I think that the Warriors are going to blow the Kings out just so that I pay attention again. I've already decided not to watch the game after we lost to New Orleans. Whole year, you start rooting for the team. They do great. And, oh, terrible loss. Okay, I'm out. Then they pull you back in. It's been back and forth. And just for more pain for the fans, we're going to blow out the Kings. We're going to look amazing. The national media is going to get back on the horse. Then we're going to lose the next game.
So okay.
That's
hey,
what
Ben,
I think is going to happen just because of my emotions.
Batting cage, Ben, can I ask you a question?
I love it.
Why did you decide Friday night that you're out? You're not watching. What happened that night that made you say that?
Well, we lost to New Orleans. I mean, like, so yeah. We have a chance to be in the 7-8 game, right? And so as soon as we think we got no chance to even get up there, then we start winning again. 7-8 game, they're a young team, we're supposed to be veterans and win at the end, and then we lose again. It's just so back and forth, and now we have to win two games. I don't care about road or home, but it's just extra wear and tear. Well, who knows? I'd still like to play Denver, but now I guess we still can since they're the 2 seed.
No,
but
we can't.
That was another discussion.
We cannot, Ben.
No.
The Warriors cannot be the 7 seed. They will be the 8 seed or they will be the no seed.
No, you're right. You're right.
He was talking about in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, in the finals. Finals, yeah. The Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
The rare 2-10 final.
Hey,
and thank you, batting cage, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
I love it. Dibs has been up here. What, like you've been to everybody's home of Oakland?
Ben knows that as a former Little League coach in the Noel Soul, North Oakland Little League, South Oakland Little League.
Yes.
There's the batting cages at Caldecott, which is where he's talking about, or the batting cages at Chabot Ball Field. And
he
knows that I've been in many a cage, you know, with my...
Ain't that the truth.
With my knife.
Yeah, cut that.
I've been in many a cage. Although my coaching days are over. until my baby girl gets to be five and I coach her in under six
Thank
soccer.
God. Now you're just fighting with coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you go.
And that's going to be a T for you, little T. That's going to be a T, and you're going to have to watch yourself. I should have brought my whistle.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah.
No, why is that so offensive that they lost to the Pelicans on Friday night? It's going to be disappointing.
It's not offensive.
I was disappointed, too, but the Pelicans are a good basketball team.
Right, but that's a game where you need to win, and turns out if you would have won it, you'd be the eight.
Yes.
My God.
You'd be the eight seed.
Win a game at home.
You turned the ball over 9 times in one quarter, yes. And they turned it into 45 points.
Correct.
In a game in which you lost by 5.
Wait, nine turnovers turned into 45 points?
Oh, it was 9 turnovers turned into 15 points, but they scored 45.
Yeah.
In the quarter.
Yeah, but we're having two different good conversations. Call. Like, I'm not telling you it was a good performance. I'm just telling you that, like, I don't know, if you've reached now and you can't figure out that the Warriors are A, inconsistent, and B, probably going to pull the rug out from under your feet, that's a little bit of a you thing. Like, my point is this. I'd have been much more offended if they had lost the game in Portland, which they almost did.
Yeah.
Portland showed up.
Portland showed up big time.
I love when we say stuff like this. Portland tried.
Portland got up for that game, no, Mark. You know that.
Oh, God.
You know that.
No, the Warriors played like butt in a can, okay?
On Friday night.
Yes. Although they also sat players, which like threatened to be a really horrible decision if they had lost that basketball game. But then again, that's sort of the cadence of the NBA season in the Western Conference. You're going to see stuff like that, like what the Nuggets did in San Antonio. You're just going to have nights where the other team is like squirrely. You don't quite have your good stuff. But it's like when the Lakers were in Memphis on Friday night. You're watching that one and you're thinking, hey. Like I watched that at my brother-in-law's house. He's a Laker
fan. Down south.
So he's sitting there. Like,
was he rocking his purple and gold?
No, but he's freaking out on every single possession. And it's so funny when you can watch these games and take the emotion out of it. Because I watched the Portland game with the Warriors the night before, and I was losing my S.
Yeah.
Because your emotions are wrapped up into it. I'm watching the Lakers in Memphis. He's freaking out at every possession. I'm sitting there picking my teeth, and I'm going, dude, the Lakers are going to win this. This is how it works.
Right.
The playoff team and the non-playoff team, the young versus the old, the inexperienced versus the experienced, and it gets all crazy, and the little engine that could's like, we might win!
Yep.
And then you're like, no, you're not. LeBron's going to steal the ball with 5 seconds left to go and dunk it and laugh at John Moran in the face. Like, that's the way that always goes. I should have known the Warriors weren't going to lose to Portland. New Orleans, that's a different team.
Different story.
And if you have a bad quarter, yeah, you lose. You play like that, you lose. That's what this team does, why they're here.
Right, but you can't play like that in that spot, and that's why it was so frustrating, because
you can if you want to be a 10 seed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and they
so
are.
You asked me about this week and, tomorrow, Tuesday, at Sacramento, I expect them to win, but do I expect them to win both of these games? Not really, because this team has been that team. This team has been that team Friday night. Good first quarter. Dreadful second, good third and fourth, not enough, you lose.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Like, we've been talking about this for weeks now. The idea of coming in the day after a game and being like, okay, we got action. No, they just played well last night. That's it. Or the idea of coming in the day after a loss and being like, I'm discouraged. Let's let Clay walk. It's just an overreaction. And I get it.
Right.
We're in it. We love this team. And it's an unbelievable story, but that's sort of like, that's why they belong in the play-in tournament. I have, use the word expect. I have no clue what to expect this week.
Yeah.
None. They could win these two games by 20.
They could lose tomorrow,
tomorrow
by 20.
Tomorrow night at 9:30, yep. The beam could be
don't mention the
carving right through your heart.
Totally.
And I have zero trouble believing either of those realities, either of those possibilities. It's who they've been the whole year. Why would it be different this week?
But they've been different in the second half. And they wrapped up the year going 28-14 over the last 42. So The second half, they've been great.
Well, if we're talking about the first half, the Warriors wouldn't even be a play-in team.
Right.
They were a complete mess. They had to play good basketball even to get to this point. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. Hi, Leroy. You're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to call in real quick. I'm a big Warriors fan. And I just wanted to stress how important I think it is for the Warriors to come out fast against Sac. And if they get this game, I think they get better and better as the playoff goes along. And I'll tell you why. I think if they get this game against Sacramento, the veterans, people who have won championships, even some of the younger guys that have won championships, they get that this game, and then that old feeling comes back, that winning time. You know, that old feeling, hey, we're here again, and we know how this feels. We know what it takes. The lights are not too bright. And then you got the young guys who haven't won a playoff game or a play-in game, and you get that game. And then that instills the confidence in them, and then they start getting the feeling like, hey, we can win. And so I just think that if they get this game, look out. I think the Warriors just get better as the games go along, guys.
Leroy, I do not mean to chuckle at your point, but you fell right into something that we were saying about 45 minutes ago. You have to start every single sentence about the Warriors with the word if. If they get this game, then watch out.
Right.
Or if they get this game, they'll lose on Friday.
There's so many ifs.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know. It's not that, Leroy, it's not that you're wrong. You're not. The Warriors are a very capable basketball team, as are the other nine in this dance. All of them are very, very capable. None of them are terribly consistent.
That's it.
Even the ones at the top have shown that they are totally capable of a complete duff job. Chunking one right into the water, if you will.
Oh, jeez.
They're all capable of it. I think that's why it's going to make for a great playoff, but it's very treacherous for the Warriors this week because of that, because you're asking for two sort of like throw a feather up into the wind and see which way it blows.
Right.
You're asking for it to blow the exact same way twice.
Twice.
And that's less than likely.
It's a coin toss, exactly. Yeah. And you're favored by 2.5 over Sac, which means it's a three-pointer you make or a three-pointer they make away from winning or losing, and that's a coin toss. And then you get to Friday, L.A. or New Orleans. I think that they'll be underdog in either one, but probably not by more than 3 or 4 points again. So, like you said, it's a feather in the wind, and it's a coin toss, kind of a ball game.
What's the number in that Lakers-Pelicans game? Let me see.
L.A. favored.
Yeah, I know. I know L.A. is favored.
New Orleans favored by 1.5. It opened with the Lakers favored.
I was going to say, I saw it yesterday.
I'm looking at ESPN Bet, and it's New Orleans favored by 1.5 right now.
Okay. I got it at New Orleans -1, but yeah.
And it opened with L.A. favored by 2.5.
And the Warriors opened at 2, and they're up to 3.
Okay.
I saw the Warriors open at 1.
Ooh. There's big money coming in on the Warriors.
Yeah,
the
I've sharps, got it at 2.5.
The sharps like the Dubs.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
And they should. I mean, they're probably 8 to 10 points better in a one-off. And they're as good on the road as they are at home. They're better on the road.
That Pelicans spread is a head-scratcher. I mean, the Lakers completely dominated their you-know-whats yesterday in that same building in a game the Pelicans needed. They absolutely needed that game, would have avoided the play-in tournament entirely. And the Pelicans have lost 3 of 4 to the Lakers this year. They are not good at home. All of those factors, you put them in a bucket and come out with the Pelicans being favored? Does somebody know that Anthony Davis isn't playing or something like that?
And the other talk was that the Lakers would punt the game to somehow, that was out there, though.
No.
How about a different conspiracy theory? The Pelicans didn't care about yesterday because they wanted to avoid the Nuggets as the 6th seed. They'd rather be the 7, take their chance in this game.
But the Nuggets are the 2. But the Nuggets are the 2.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
But they didn't know that. I mean, it was all concurrent.
But that's why you can't mess around with it. You have no idea how this was all going to play out. the tiebreaker scenarios with those top three teams were ridiculous.
Right.
Like, I thought when the Nuggets beat the T-Wolves last week, I'm like, oh, the Nuggets have got it.
Yeah, they're
and
the
they
one.
Did. All they had to do was beat the Spurs.
Dude.
But they blow that, and then all three teams end up tied, and somehow that spits out Oklahoma City. And I'm like, what is going on? And then Minnesota gets blown out. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
It was crazy.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
So maybe the Lakers want to, dunk this one off. That way they can be the 8 and they can take on OKC.
Dunk it off, huh? Yeah. I hope they don't. I want the Lakers and Warriors to win tomorrow night. I think that's best for the Warriors and worse for the Lakers. They'll go see the Nuggets. Then.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.